As a contribution to the religious life of our community, PBA presents Let There Be Light, a program of sacred music and worship. Our speaker for today is Rabbi Joel S. Gore. Music by the Temple Beth Israel Choir, conducted by cantor Henry Goldberg. Our organist today is Kenneth Paul. Soloists on today's program, Harriet Kay, Ruth Miller, and David Crow. And now, we invite you to worship with us.
Shout unto the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and we are his people and the flock of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Give thanks unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy endureth forever, and his faithfulness is unto all generations. Our God and Father, as the festival week of Passover approaches, we come unto thee with the knowledge that where thou art, there are unending life and hope, liberty and peace. Thou dost revive the spirit of the downcast and lift up from the very gates of death. Bestow thy blessing upon us and grant renewal of courage to hearts that have grown weary in the battle for justice. Strengthen their faith in the ultimate triumph of the right. Let thy light shine into our spirits and liberate us and all the children of men from fear and anger. May the hope of springtime and the promise of freedom find speedy fulfillment in a glorious harvest of life, enriched and redeemed. Amen. Every festival in Judaism begins with the lighting and the blessing over the candles by the woman in the household. Light is the symbol of the divine, It brings light, life, and hope into our lives. The festival of Passover is ushered in with the blessing, Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who hast sanctified us by thy laws and commanded us to kindle the festival light. Festival joy. May the Lord bless us with festival holiness. May the Lord bless us with festival peace. Amen. The Talmud repeats those words spoken in many literatures of religion and wisdom. It is better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. The central core of every Jewish service is the declaration of the unity of God, the proclamation of the watchword of the Jewish people. In the book of Deuteronomy, we hear those words that declare that there is one God throughout all the world, one Father of all men, who establishes the brotherhood of humanity. Each time within the service that we proclaim the watchword of our people, we declare that we promise to observe, to follow, and to carry out the will of God to make this earth His kingdom upon earth. We proclaim together at every service, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be upon thy heart. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt speak of them when thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be for frontlets between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thy house, and upon thy gates, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. The festival of Passover centers around the redemption of the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt. They're being led out of bondage into freedom. During the Passover Seder, the ritual that takes place in the Jewish home on the first and the second night of this week-long festival, we tell the story to the entire family, young and old, to consider how God's help has been our unfailing stay and support through all ages of trial and persecution. Ever since he called our father Abraham from the bondage of idolatry to his service of truth, he has been our guardian, for not in one country alone, nor in one age, have violent men risen up against us. But in every generation and in every land, tyrants have sought to destroy us, and the Holy One, blessed be he, has delivered us from their hands. The five books of Moses tells us that when Jacob, our father, was a homeless wanderer, he went down into Egypt and lived there with his people, few in number. All of the souls of his household were 70. And when Joseph was already in Egypt, he was the governor over the land. And Joseph placed his father and his brethren, and he gave them a possession, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Israel dwelt in the land of Goshen, and they got them possessions therein, and were fruitful and multiplied exceedingly. Yet when Joseph died and all his brethren, there arose a new king over Egypt who knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, Israel are too many and too mighty for us. Come, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply. And it come to pass that when there befalleth us any war, they also join themselves unto our enemies and fight against us, and get them up out of the land. Therefore they set over them taskmasters to afflict them with burdens, and they built for Pharaoh store cities. But the more the Egyptians afflicted them, the more the Israelites multiplied, and the more they spread abroad. And the Egyptians dealt ill with us and afflicted us, and laid upon us cruel bondage. And we cried unto the Lord, the God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice, and saw our affliction, and our toil, and our oppression. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and with an outstretched arm, with signs and with wonders. He sent before us Moses and Aaron and Miriam, and he brought forth his people with joy. He guided them into the wilderness as a shepherd his flock. Therefore, he commanded us to observe the Passover season from year to year, that his law shall be in our mouth, and we shall declare his might unto our children, his salvation unto all generations, with the words of the song of Miriam and the children of Israel at the Sea of Reeds. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the mighty? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, awe-inspiring, working wonders? The message of Passover is contained in the life of Moses in capsule form more than in any other person. Who was this Moses, this great leader of the Jewish people, this great hero of our Bible, of the Old Testament? What was it that characterized the life of Moses from which we might learn in order to build a lasting religious foundation for our own lives? Moses, first of all, possessed within his character the attributes of mercy and sensitivity. Our rabbis tell us in the Talmud, a book which was written 2,000 years ago, that Moses was chosen by God to lead his people out of slavery and into freedom, because he demonstrated first his ability to lead simple creatures. For you see, if you remember the story of the Bible, Moses was a shepherd. And the folk story is that Moses shepherded his flock in such a way that on one occasion when a young kid wandered far off, Moses went after him so far, brought him back tenderly upon his shoulder, because in the mind of Moses, no creature of God was so small, so insignificant, that it did not demand his complete attention in order to preserve its life. And Moses was, beyond being sensitive, a humble person. If you read those passages in the book of Exodus clearly, we find that Moses does not answer the call to lead the children of Israel easily. He does not say, send me, I am ready to go. He answers at first with humility. And the Bible says, Va'ish Moshe Anav Ma'od. Now the man Moses was very meek. Many times Moses says, I cannot go. And yet he possessed within his character the characteristics of the great prophets of the Bible. The great Jewish ideal was summarized in the life of Moses, for when he was finally chosen to go, he stood for that which was idealistic in life, total truth and total justice without compromise. Not only did he think these ideals, but he was willing to act them out in his life, whatever the sacrifice. The passage from the Bible which most characterizes the life of the prophet Moses is Tzedek Tzedek Tirdos. Justice, justice shalt thou pursue. Despite the penalties, Moses was a man of truth and a man of God. And yet, in addition to the characteristics of sensitivity, humility, and the characteristics of the prophet of the Bible, Moses was concerned with more than just his own generation. Moses was concerned with passing on the teaching of God to all future generations. He was concerned with those who would come, even with children who were yet unborn, who would come into the earth thousands of years after he had completed his own life. And so in Judaism, Moses is called Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, our teacher. For he was the one who wrote down in the five books of Moses the teachings of God by which man should live. For it is a tree of life, and to those who hold fast unto it. This was the type of person that Moses exemplified in his life. And so there was once a great Arab king who wished to find out what it was in the life of Moses that could be exemplified, so that he too might live this type of life. Unable to make the trip to Egypt, to the desert, to the wilderness of Sinai to see this great man Moses, he sent the greatest portrait artist of his kingdom to capture on canvas this man Moses. And he thought that should he be able to study it, he would find these outstanding characteristics. The artist went, he returned, he placed the beautiful canvas before the wise men of the king. And one man stood up and said, this man Moses, I see in his portrait deceit. I see in the portrait of this man injustice. I see in the face of this man a person who can tell lies. And the king didn't know what to say. He asked another wise man who stood up and said, no, I see in the portrait of this man great justice. I see in the face of this man sensitivity. I see in the character of this person portrayed here the person who is a man of extreme truth. And what were they to believe? Finally, the wisest of the wise men stood forth and said to the king, the truth is that Moses possesses within him the possibility of going in either direction, just as we possess, you and I, within each one of us, the possibility of moving in the direction of evil or in the direction of good, in the direction of sensitivity or the direction of insensitivity, in the direction of truth or the direction which is that of untruth. And so our rabbis say that it is within each one of us to choose the good or the evil, the right or the wrong. During this festival of Passover, when we are brought, according to the story of the Bible, from slavery to freedom, let us each remember the greatest freedom that we possess, the freedom of will. And let us practice, let us use, let us take this freedom of will and devote our lives, as did this man Moses, to that which is good, and so exemplify the spirit of freedom of this holy season. Amen. Beautiful poetry of worship of the Bible. The Psalms compose the major portion of the Jewish worship service. Most services are concluded with a benediction taken from the Bible, especially from one of the most beautiful Psalms, Psalm 115. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless all them that revere the Lord, both small and great. The Lord increase you more and more. Blessed be ye of the Lord. For we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Hallelujah.
speaker on today's program was Rabbi Joel S. Gore. Music by the Temple Beth Israel Choir, conducted by cantor Henry Goldberg. Today's organist, Kenneth Fall. Our soloist today was Harriet Kay, Ruth Miller, and David Crowe. Let There Be Light was a public service presentation of TV8 and was pre-recorded.